April 17, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Neck or nothing. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, and did cast himself into the sea. John 21:7. Have you ever had a crisis in which you deliberately and emphatically and recklessly abandon everything? It is a crisis of will. You will come up to it many times externally, but it amounts to nothing. The real deep crisis of abandonment is reached internally, not externally. The giving up of external things may be an indication of being in real, total bondage. Have you deliberately committed your will to Jesus Christ? It is a transaction of will, not of emotion. The emotion is simply the gilt edge of the transaction. If you allow emotion first, you will never make the transaction. Do not ask God what the transaction is to be, but make it in regard to the thing you do see, either in the shallow or in the profound place. If you have heard Jesus Christ's voice on the billows, let your convictions go to the winds. Let your consistency go to the winds, but maintain your relationship to Him. April 17, my utmost for His highest. Summary. It seems that most Christians use the external, visible things that they do or say to measure and determine their spiritual maturity. Quite contrary to this is the call of Jesus to come. His call to come is not to come to be busy doing things or careful saying things. His come is to drop everything and come be with Him in a relationship. His come is the beginning of a life of service that is not dedicated to service, but dedicated to the love affair with the One who called you. So when you are attempting to do things for God, there's an extremely good chance that you not only have very little spiritual maturity, you may not even be a Christian. It is possible to do all sorts of Christian-looking acts and be a heathen, an atheist, or a member of any other religious sect or cult. However, the transaction of making a commitment of the will to follow Jesus, no matter what the cost, no matter where the journey takes, no matter what dangers might arise, simply out of an affection in the relationship with Him, is the only means by which we can obtain intimacy with Him and be what He has called us to be, lovers of one another, like He loved us.